Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
The president is waking up back in the White House, still sick with COVID.
Don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it.
Dr. Fauci has something to say about that. Surprise!
Governor Cuomo moves school closings up a day, but non-essential businesses can remain open.
The businesses are not mass spreaders.
I'm Marla Diamond in Rego Park.
Two Putnam County schools closed because of COVID. Westchester cases inch up slightly. I'm Sean Adams in Mayo Pack.
We'll hear about the businesses doing best ahead from Joe Connolly. Still think the Yankees' postseason success may be a fluke?
The Bronx Bombers strike first in San Diego.
A Stantonian home run to blow the game wide open.
This is Brad Heller.
We have a report on the Bears, the ones that wander in the woods of Jersey. Looks like they're about to get a reprieve from the hunters. This is Tuesday, October 6th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
And around the New York area today, it's going to be nice, bright, sunny, high of 70, a perfect fall day for this Tuesday, the 6th of October. Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot. Well, here's what we know this morning about President Trump through his doctors, who have not released key information, notably his test imaging results on lung function. From Washington, here's CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
President Trump's doctors say his condition has improved since the weekend, but they acknowledge he's not out of the woods.
If we can get through to Monday with him remaining the same or improving, then we will all take that final deep sigh of relief.
It's what we don't know that has professionals urging caution. The president walked on his own steam from Walter Reed to Marine One and then back to the White House, climbing steps, giving a fist pump. Internal medicine doctor Shoshana Ungerleiter told CBS that the photo op may very well betray his actual health.
Based on the comments from Dr. Conley, we can surmise that the president's kidney function was actually not good at one point. And given that he had a few low oxygen events and they won't comment on his chest imaging results, his lung function is potentially impaired. So all this is very concerning.
Before his evening walk, the president gave a talk.
I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
We should not trivialize it, quotes Dr. Anthony Fauci. That's what he said. He says the way he sees it, protocols currently in place will go on for months and months, and that's until a majority of the population is vaccinated. In Dr. Fauci's words, I don't think we're going to be back to normal until the end of 2021. We may do better than that. I hope so, he said, but I don't think so. That from Dr. Fauci. Kids and parents can certainly be forgiven for not being sure what's going on. Schools are closed today in 9 hotspot zip codes in Brooklyn and Queens, even though the mayor originally said that they would close tomorrow. Then the governor overruled him.
I would not send my child to a school in a hotspot cluster that has not been tested.
So the governor says those schools must close today. Marla Diamond is here now with the still unclear question about whose job it is to make sure people are complying and whether businesses will be open or closed. Marla, a lot's going on.
a lot is going on. We know that schools in the hot zones, those zip codes that have been identified by the Department of Health, will be closed. We are in Rego Park this morning outside of an elementary school where the lights are on, but the kids will not be attending today. And the governor is coming down hard on those that are not wearing masks. He ordered more fines for people who don't comply.
NYPD should be enforcing it now.
Okay, we're having a little trouble with the cut. Here we go.
New York City Department of Health should be enforcing it now. You should have no question in your mind that if you walk down the street and you're not wearing a mask and a police officer sees you, you're going to be ticketed.
The governor's command follows what he described as lax mask enforcement by the mayor during a recent effort to contain the spikes in several Brooklyn and Queens neighborhoods. He took umbrage with the mayor's strategy to give unmasked New Yorkers verbal warnings. He said it's the same enforcement method used by the MTA, and he also said that will get stricter. They will give tickets to those on the subway who are not wearing masks. The governor did go against the mayor's wishes to close all non-essential businesses in these hotspot zones. He says those non-essential businesses are not super spreaders and they will remain open. And we're live in Rego Park. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank you, Marla. Yeah, the governor's theory is that since the businesses are generally small, not a lot of people are in there, and there wouldn't be a real risk for spreading COVID, as opposed to the schools where everybody's together in there. There are businesses that really are doing pretty well, in fact, thriving during all this. And Joe Connolly is here right now with this morning's Big Money story. Joe.
Yeah, Wayne, the monthly index of service businesses rose to a pretty strong 58. Anything over 50 shows that business is expanding. Hospitals, for instance, say elective procedures are up to near historic highs. They're starting to regroup and plan for 2021, and hospitals will continue some expansion projects. They say our productivity may be even higher among those employees working from home if they're not having tech issues. A construction firm says business is increasing rapidly. We cannot hire enough employees. A state university says so far revenues will only be down slightly, but if they have to close campus again, they'll have a drastic reduction in revenue. A respondent in arts and entertainment says we're afraid we will lose money next year, too. A professional and technical services company is in the middle, Wayne. They say customer confidence is creeping back in hopes of taming COVID. Exploratory conversations are increasing, but hard orders are still not.
All right, Joe, thank you. What the U.S. Supreme Court has to say about Stairway to Heaven. And that dispute coming up next.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Now the weather day ahead on the Morning News Roundup. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen looking pretty good.
It does. It will turn out quite nice for the entire region. A mostly clear sky giving way to sunshine throughout the area, with this one exception, and that is the line of showers, which is finally breaking down. But we do have showers right now along the Wantagh Parkway on up towards the north shore of Nassau County, central Nassau County, over the Sound, and into Connecticut between 8 and 25 and on up towards 84 now, and that will just dissipate away. Mostly sunny today with highs close to 70. Clear tonight and about 55 to 60, 50 to 55 inland. Wednesday, sunshine giving way to clouds, becoming windy with highs up around 75, so it's a warm wind tomorrow. A shower possible late in the day or evening, and then a chilly wind on Thursday with highs up near 65. Right now, a clear 58 degrees in the city.
Are they going to get a hurricane maybe again down there on the Gulf Coast?
It is. It's definitely going to be a hurricane by the time it hits the Gulf Coast there. It is quite an intense storm, developed very, very quickly during the day yesterday, and now has winds that are over 90 miles per hour. Looks like it'll become a major hurricane. You know, places like the Caymans actually could get hit, and that's a rarity. The Yucatan will get hit, and with winds of 120 to 130, it may weaken a little bit before reaching the Mississippi Delta, but still, hurricane force winds there once again, and it seems to be the prevalent track so far this season.
It would be Hurricane Delta. Thanks, Craig.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
We just mentioned a second ago that the governor closed schools today in Brooklyn and Queens hotspots, we should point out that the Archdiocese of New York and Brooklyn say that's not fair. They say, quote, we have not had any significant COVID issues in our Catholic schools anywhere in the state, including the hotspots, adding our Catholic school families should not be caught up in the issue when we've kept our kids safe. They're closing down some schools in Putnam County, and let's hear about that and the lower Hudson Valley in general. And with an update, here's Sean Adams. Sean.
No one is out of the COVID woods just yet, not even the northern burbs, where there is far more room to spread out and keep your distance. So what do we know here? Coronavirus has turned up in the Mayo Pack District, which just returned to hybrid learning. As a precaution, Lakeview Elementary and Mayo Pack Middle School will be closed for the next couple of days. The Journal News reports the superintendent explains it this way. The State Department of Health is really overwhelmed here with what's going on. So it's taking several days for the contact tracers to reach out and do their job. So because of quarantine, there's a little bit of a staffing shortage right now. Meanwhile, Westchester County, just to the south of this spot, Westchester is seeing a slight rise in active cases, not enough to trigger any closures. Rockland County is still trying to contain outbreaks in a couple of zip codes. Live in Mayo Pack, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Sean, thank you. And people who might be a little bit bleary-eyed this morning are bleary-eyed and happy after watching the Yankees last night. And Brad Heller.
Good morning, Wayne. This Yankee offense is rolling right now through the first three postseason games. They've scored 31 runs. They've hit 11 home runs. Those 11 home runs, a major league record through three playoff games. Four last night, the Yankees beat the Rays 9-3 to open the division series out in San Diego. Giancarlo Stanton broke the game open with a ninth-inning grand slam. Aaron Judge, Kyle Higashioka, and Clint Frazier had the other home runs. Gerrit Cole grinded through six innings to get the win, even though he did give up a couple home runs himself. Here's Aaron Boone after the game one win.
It's one game. We got to win three. We know they're a great team and a great opponent, and we know we got to play our best to beat them. So I don't think there's any statements or anything like that. We got to win two more, and that's going to be a challenge, and we're excited for that challenge, though.
And Boone's going to give the ball to 21-year-old Davey Garcia for Game 2 tonight against the Rays. Garcia will be the youngest Yankee pitcher ever to start a postseason game, and that decision was made before last night's win, so Boone has a lot of confidence in Garcia. Masahiro Tanaka will now start Game 3, Wayne.
Boone is up too, and I think his thoughts are wise about that. I'm looking at my fantasy score this morning from last night, Brad. I kind of was hoping that Mahomes and Hill would do better, but how'd it go last night?
Well, I'll tell you what, Wayne. I was hoping that Matt Ryan and Julio Jones would do well, and I think it's a good thing that I didn't see how things ended before I went to bed, because I woke up and the Falcons didn't get anything from Matt Ryan or Julio Jones, who left injured. The Falcons fell to 0-4 as they lost to the Packers. Green Bay's 4-0. Chiefs are 4-0. They beat the Patriots. Patrick Mahomes did throw two second-half touchdown passes. The Patriots were without Cam Newton, who has COVID-19. They traveled to Kansas City earlier in the day. They started Brian Hoyer at quarterback. He was benched for Jarrett Stidham, who threw a touchdown pass, but also a pick six. Chiefs are 4-0. The Patriots are 2-2.
It is the Morning News Roundup, Tuesday morning. I'm Wayne Cabot. Here are three things to know. Sponsored by Altice. Got a new post now by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention about 6-foot distancing. They're saying 6-foot rule is not a foolproof rule. The virus can be caught even if people are more than 6 feet apart, although being within 6 feet of a person with the virus for more than 15 minutes, that is still the most common way of getting it. Oh, House Speaker Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin have been talking about a coronavirus relief package. They talked for an hour last night, and we'll talk again today. We'll see what happens there. A second thing, Kamala Harris and Mike Pence will debate tomorrow night with a plexiglass shield between them. Third thing, three election districts in Teaneck have ballots with incorrect congressional candidates listed on them. Those people who have been fighting the Jersey bear hunt may have finally won their battle after all of these years of getting right in the hunters' faces and lining up as the hunters drag the dead bear out of the woods. It's been a sight that many New Jerseyans have turned their heads from. An update now from WCBS's Steve Burns.
It's long been a contentious topic in New Jersey, how to address an overpopulation of bears in the country's most densely populated state. Governor Murphy says it's time for the annual bear hunt to come to an end.
The council has proposed an amendment to the game code that will suspend the bear hunt following the conclusion of the 2020 season.
Murphy says the Fish and Game Council will look to take a more humane approach in the future.
There has to be non-lethal ways.
Phil Broadhecker says he understands the emotional reaction, but he also understands bears are costing him at his farm in Sussex County.
We lose a tremendous amount of crop to bears, and it's getting worse and worse.
Broadhecker says hunting is the only option.
There are no natural predators to bears. They're just going to keep repopulating.
Animal rights advocates also aren't entirely pleased, saying Murphy could call off the hunt this year if he really wanted to. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court announced it will not take up the case of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. Kind of sounds like Stairway to Heaven, doesn't it? That is Taurus by the group Spirit. This song released in 1968, 3 years before Stairway to Heaven. And they sued. This has been going on for 6 years now, and the U.S. Supreme Court said it will not take up the case. So, Stairway to Heaven belongs to Led Zeppelin, and they can keep their big Led Zeppelin dollars. That's the Morning News Roundup on Tuesday, October 6th.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.